Over the past decade, and especially in the last few years, the health and mental health of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals has emerged as a major concern across the nation. Numerous examples of stigma, discrimination, and health inequities have been documented.
Pay attention. Listen. Attention. Fix it. It's not right. Fix it. You need to fix it. It's not right.
Today, three students join me to talk about mental health within the LGBT community. All three students are social work majors and have intersecting experiences with being both LGBT and persons living with mental health issues.
I'm Erin Gilley. I'm a senior.
I'm Grace Maddie. I'm a sophomore.
Hey, Arthur. I'm a junior.
Along with the challenges of being a teenager, LGBT students have to deal with harassment, threats, and violence directed towards them, or just for other various reasons. Have any of you ever experienced any kind of bullying?
Not so much bullying, but just like microaggressions, I think, on a daily basis kind of add up over time, where you like feel the effect of them, even though as like an isolated incident, they don't really seem like a big deal. So I wasn't really targeted for bullying, I would say. But I think that is also because I present very feminine and identify as a female. And I think a lot of bullying, especially in high school, is about appearance. So I kind of like fit my gender norm. So I think I wasn't really the target of bullying because it was mostly targeted at people who kind of were outside of their gender norm, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I echo what Erin said. And I also experienced microaggressions, mostly from my family, when they refused to see my significant other as my significant other and instead referred to them like as a friend or just as an acquaintance.
For people coming out or who think about coming out, how do you think that seeing how other people are bullied or perceived and maybe harassed in some cases affects their coming out process?
Seeing kids get bullied and called like the F word and things like that, even if the kid who's being bullied doesn't identify as LGBT, other students are not going to want to come out when they see that how this person is being bullied.
For someone who is LGBT, how do you think their mental health coupled with their identity affects the way that they live out their lives?
Well, I personally have chronic depression, which is also called dysthymia, which is basically a form of depression where the symptoms last longer, like over a period of years, but they're less severe. So you can feel like functional, you don't necessarily like have suicidal thoughts every day, so the symptoms are like, a little less severe, but it lasts for longer. And I think that started kind of when I was struggling with my identity in high school. And unfortunately, like, after you come out and come to terms with it for yourself, that doesn't really go away. It's affected my life in many ways. I was in therapy for a long time in high school for a lot of issues, identity included. And then again, when I came to college, I continued going to counseling services. And I think it's just left me with a sense of, like, wanting to belong. Like, my whole life, I always felt like I didn't belong anywhere. And even when I do have a close group of friends, I always feel kind of, like, excluded, or I make myself feel that way because I think of my identity and me always fearing that even before I was out. So I think it does have lasting effects, even though now today I can say I'm extremely comfortable with myself and my identity. Unfortunately, I think my mental health has taken a toll.
Identifying as LGBT is stigmatized. Having a mental health issue is stigmatized. So I think that those two coupled together and someone experiencing both, like, just experiences double the stigma and double the difficulties.
How do you think it's made it harder for you to be out or to not be out? And how do you think you've handled that?
To be honest, I don't know if I would have a mental health issue if I wasn't LGBT. That sounds weird when you say it aloud, but I don't mean it like being LGBT is a mental health issue. I just think I went through a lot when I was trying to accept myself for who I was. And it was a really hard point in my life. Body image issues and everything. And I don't know. I think I would have been a lot more comfortable with myself if I was straight. So I don't know if it would have escalated. I think together it was kind of just like the perfect storm.
Do you think there's a lack of resources for LGBT people who have mental health issues?
Yes, definitely. Because, you know, if you go to a counselor, for example, because you're having LGBT issues, but you don't want to tell your parents that you need to go to counseling for an LGBT issue, you might not get a counselor who's competent in those issues. So you might go to a counselor who's homophobic, for example, or somebody who just doesn't even know how to handle those types of situations. So it's a really sticky situation because you have to be honest with your parents or whoever at the time to say, like, this is why I need counseling, I need help in order to find the best resources. So that's really difficult. insurance is difficult. If you want mental health resources, a lot of times you have to go through your health insurance, which also is associated with a lot of people's families. And not to mention, if you don't have insurance, there's really no resources at all for anybody with mental health issues.
If somebody was struggling with either coming out and they also had a mental health issue, how do you think you would address that?
The first thing I usually do, affirm their experiences and like tell them explicitly that what they are experiencing is valid, because I think that if people are in the closet or people are struggling to like talk about their mental health issues, one of the things they need the most is to just know that it's not all in their head.
Yeah, I think I would say don't be afraid to ask for help. Identify people that you can be honest with and start with one person at a time. Because as I told one of my best friends that what I was going through, it got easier to tell more and more people. And I started to realize that people were really there for me and cared about me and loved me and would help me in any way they could, including my parents, which I think was almost the hardest thing to realize when I was 15. And read people's stories online, because I found that reading people's stories, like blog posts and different organizations that post different people's stories, helped me to really feel not alone. And yeah, just hang in there. And I don't think I'll ever 100% be comfortable and with myself and happy with myself all the time, but I think that's just a natural human experience.
Author students may have different stories and experiences with mental health and their LGBT identities, but their determination to break the stigma attached to both of these communities is inspiring. I'm Vanna Garcia, WRPR News.